It's Tuesday, April 20th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Hybrid work, does the data say it won't last? The change in broadband perception marches on, and the hidden danger in optimistic data. This is the Business of Tech. The hybrid work discussions continue, and the argument that hybrid work is here to stay may not play out, says TechAisle. 58% of employees within the U.S. SMB and mid-market firms expect to work from home at least till the end of 2021, in sharp contrast to pre-pandemic in 2019, when 29% of small business employees, 9% of employees within mid-market firms, and 7% within upper mid-market firms work from home. However, the work-from-home trend may not play out in the longer term. Encouraged by the increasing rate of vaccinations and economic recovery, 61% to 67% of firms plan to bring back all employees to the office by early 2022. Only 22% are planning for a phased or staggered approach to reopening offices as soon as it's safe to do so. Higher employee-sized businesses are likely to be more aggressive in their reopening plans than the smaller businesses. 11% of firms will most likely permanently adopt an approach allowing for some of their employees to work from home indefinitely. Overall, 97% of mainstream businesses, 1 to 5,000 employees, feel unprepared to having a long-term remote and hybrid workforce work environment. Between 17 and 44% of small businesses to upper mid-market firms' IT staff are challenged in identifying and deploying hybrid workplace solutions. Now, what does research from WebRoot say? When surveyed, 46% said that remote working was rolled out a bit faster pace than they would have liked. A combination of device sharing, the distraction that comes from working from home, and the need for swift cloud migration has resulted in security dilemmas that many SMBs do not have the resources to tackle alone. This is creating an environment for cybercriminals to flourish. 61% of participants believe that risks to their organizations have increased either moderately or severely as a result of remote working, with an additional 31% reporting a marginal increase in risk. 32% said that they struggle to access their endpoint monitoring system remotely, with just 38% having implemented a zero-trust security model. Now, why do we care? I asked this last week, and I'll say it again. The confirmation is not enough about the why. Why are companies going back? Why would they stay remote? Why would they go hybrid? You have the opportunity to design any kind of business operations you want. What would you design and why? Answer that question for your business and for your customers, and you will outperform. Let's talk broadband. Washington State should be signing a bill into law to allow direct-to-consumer broadband. The governor has indicated he expects to sign it when it passes. New York State has signed a bill requiring all ISPs operating in New York to offer a $15 a month package for low-income consumers. The state has also offered a website to help people find affordable internet in their area. On the wireless side, the FCC is reestablishing an advisory group to make recommendations on 5G security. They're bringing back the Communications Security, Reliability, and Interoperability Council by the end of June for 2 years. This due to the SolarWinds breach. Now, why do we care? So the FCC is re-engaging and the states are passing laws. This is another point on our journey about both regulation and broadband as a utility. That's the context of why we care. ISG is reporting on the state of the European IT and business services market. It's up 20% year-on-year, citing managed services and cloud services growth. Boston Consulting thinks outsourcing is increasingly part of the solutions, but just in some new ways. 79% of respondents said that they asked their service providers for help in some form, such as longer payment terms, 47%, price reductions, 45%, or free support for more processes or additional services at 41%. Gartner researchers say it's continued growth, 4.4% growth in 2021, which is compared with a previous reduction in spend. Now, why do we care? That data about the pressures on the provider is what interested me. It's easy to see the positive growth data and assume all is well. It wasn't easy, and let's not get out over our skis going forward. Caution doesn't mean holding back. It means planning for the pressure. Introducing Gatekeeper from Calyptic Security. Zero trust access, securing RDP and SSH connections with two-factor authentication without open ports to the internet, client installs, or VPN. 2 years of partner-driven development brings audit-friendly access across all types of devices. Reduce stress and implement proper safeguards as advised by the FBI, NSA, and DHS, all in a purpose-built solution for small businesses. Interested? Learn even more by visiting calyptics.com/gatekeeper, and when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening. Back again tomorrow.